Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. On a lighter note, I happen to be seeing this Dr. Oz. I don't know if y'all have seen Dr. Oz, but he is amazingly good at explaining things. I think anybody's a doctor for America right now is probably Dr. Oz.
Wow.
He can explain, you know, our kind of terms, right? We can explain it, right?
Simple.
We're not that complicated.
Not like John.
Come on. Giving a shout out to Joanne, I believe he worked, I don't know if he still does, in the same hospital that Joanne works in, New York Presbyterian.
I knew he did surgery. You know, that's where he does it in her. Yay.
Oh, cool.
Shout out to
Joanne. Hey, give him a hug. And so he's talking about, you know, in case he's the little things, you know, he can, he's like, it's like the private doctor talk you have in the doctor's room by yourself with him. He actually has it on national.
In public, yeah.
And people volunteer. It's amazing. These ladies just go like, yeah, here I am. And it's like, you're fixing to be totally humiliated.
Yeah, right.
So he has this big aquarium stuff like we used to build years ago that has this full of water and had a little spigot on it, a faucet on it. And it had this line drawn, and the line represented when the water goes below that level, you're dehydrated. And when it's at that or above, you're hydrated. And he asked the question, this was the premise of the whole thing was, do you ever feel fatigued? Do you ever feel tired? I'm looking around the studio here. It's like, yes, please,
go on.
Yes.
Yeah. And so he was talking about, he took a survey, some sort of national survey. I don't know what it was, some survey. And like 60-80% of the folks said, what do you do? What do you drink in the morning when you wake up? What is, you know, and three drinks was, one was coffee or some sort of tea. And the other one was some sort of drink and other or something. And most everybody was coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, let me explain to you how this works. And so he started turns the water on. He looks at this lady that volunteered and, you know, the water's dripping out of the faucet thing. And so he goes, he says, so this is about, is that about right? She's like, Jiminy Crickets, you know? And he's like, this is doctor talking. He's just, and so finally she gives in and says, I guess so. And then she says, so then what happens is when you get up in the morning, water's leaving your body. And because when you sleep at night, all these toxins, you know, get carried out of your body, go to your kidneys and get carried out. And so now you have to replenish that water. If not, you're below the dehydration, so you feel exhausted, you feel tired, and that type of thing. She's going, yes, yes, like you are. And he says, so let's replenish it. So he starts pouring water back in there, and it raises it back up to the line again. And it's like, at that point, you know, the exhaustion won't be there. Mm. But the fatigue and the exhaustion comes from being dehydrated, because we're like 80% water or something.
Mm-hmm.
And used to be 80% Mountain Dew.
Used to be.
Anyway, so so then he says, okay, this time let's you drink coffee, right? And he actually smelled her breath.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
That's what she said. She's like pulling her face away. He goes, yep, coffee. And she goes, oh my goodness, it smells like coffee. It was funny, man. I would never volunteer.
No.
I would never volunteer for that. And he says, okay, now, let's pour, instead of pouring water in now, because we got dehydrated, let's pour coffee in. So he starts pouring cups of coffee into this clear aquarium type thing. And all of a sudden he grabs a spigot and he cranks up the spigot. And he says, you see what happens when you drink coffee? It's a diuretic. And it causes the water in your body to leave more rapidly, which leaves you in a constant state of fatigue. So it requires John to get, I mean, it requires you to get up. So y'all been seeing him go back and forth and back and, no. Are you drinking coffee this morning?
I'm actually drinking coffee this
morning. That's what it was.
Wow, that's what's wrong with you.
But think about this, though. I mean, how many times, so what happens is you get tired, and so then Chris gets up and gets a cup of coffee, right?
Oh my goodness. Because you're tired.
You're tired.
Yeah.
But you're tired because you're dehydrated. Now you cranked your faucet up harder.
Now
you're dumping more water out of your system. And so then you get another cup of coffee, and it's like, this stuff's not working. And then you have Starbucks. It just happens. You know, it's like, we've got them hooked on dehydration. Let's just keep dehydrating them.
Wow.
And so the thing is to rehydrate yourself. And, you know, some people said don't drink coffee, but I think Jesus drinks coffee. you know, drink water when you're feeling fatigued and tired, because you are 80% water. So you got to keep on filling yourself. And if you're drinking coffee, make sure you have some water with it. Never start off your day with just a cup of coffee, but have a glass of water with it, because it's gonna crank up your. It's a diuretic, which means it causes the body to pull all the water out of your system and dump it at a rapid rate of speed. That's what diuretics do. Like, people that are on blood pressure medicine have to take diuretic medicine, because blood pressure medicine makes them retain fluid. Mm. And so they take a diuretic, and diuretic causes the fluid to leave their body. Or you could just drink coffee. And you think about it, how many people are drinking coffee? So you have a dehydrated, fatigued society who's running to the next cup of dehydration to be able to get energy. Or tea, same thing, caffeine. You know, some people, I drink decaffeinated tea, but I drink caffeinated coffee.
And yes, you do.
Right.
Very.
What do they call that coffee? More like Zatar, or I don't know.
It's nasty.
It's good stuff. It's very good stuff. Yes, thank you. Thank you. But the whole thing is that, you know, there was a reason why the Lord was laying on my heart to always take a big glass of water with my cup of coffee in the morning, that I have them right there together. And so, you know, and the way that it causes water to leave quickly, then you got to stay hydrated. Wow. Kind of, you know, like the big keg of water that John brings here, right?
I hate listening.
If y'all missed that, if you ever lose him behind it, that's his, his water bottle.
Make sure you look at my drink, my water.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think you get enough, though.
You don't think so?
Yeah, your 15 trips back and forth now.
You know,
it's probably the coffee.
Yeah, it must be.
So is this your flow? So I just want to encourage you, just a little, you know, lightheartedness, but the understanding that that's some wisdom.
That's good.
That is some wisdom. So if you are drinking a caffeinated product, which some people drink Cokes and some people drink tea and some people drink coffee, all three of those are cranking up your kidneys to pull all the water out of your system and dump it at a rapid rate of speed, which increases your flow, as he put it. Which means if you're flowing, you've got to be replenishing that water inside your system. If not, you're going to be fatigued. You're going to age. Your back's going to hurt. I mean, different things are going to happen. Because right? You got to have water in your joints. Yeah. You got to have water in your joints. You got to have water. Everything's got to be lubricated. And so I was like, man, that is like think about that.
Wow. That's
awesome. I encourage you today. You know, go out and buy your $4 cup of coffee and then your $5 bottle of water. Who would have ever thunk that you'd sell water for a buck?
I know.
Is that crazy?
And they would buy it.
I know.
Buy it.
I don't know. I can't believe anybody would do that. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters, and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.